Não, querida, Zerané, we got you this evening to preach the gospel. You know, there was a story in the paper recently of a lifeboat man who lost it. He was a coxswain of the Kinghorn lifeboat, and he was demoted because he had moved house, because he had moved out from the four minute limit that was allowed for him to come from his house to the lifeboat to go out and save lives. We'd like to tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus, God's Son, is available, accessible, not 4 minutes, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise. I'd like to turn to God's Word tonight. Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. We'll just take time to read, because, you know, it's important to read God's Word and to contemplate on it and to consider it. Joshua chapter 2, verse 21. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land over Jericho." And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that are come to thee, that are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country." And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said, "Thus there came men unto me, but I went not whence, I know not whence they were." And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gates, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went out, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks and flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them, and them the way to Jordan into the fords. And as soon as they were pursued after them, were they gone out, that they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, as the men, before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof and she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Zion and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as ye heard these things, your hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven and above, and in the earth beneath. Therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I showed you kindness, that ye will show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And the man answered her, "Our life is yours, if you utter not this business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, "Get you to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, will be blameless of this thing, of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread to the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall be gone out of the doors of thine house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and he will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou wilt utter this business, then we will be quit of thine oaths which thou hast made us swear. And they said, according unto thy words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Now, chapter 6, verse 25. Chapter 6, verse 25. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out the land. And finally, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Jesus has to show. Remember verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And verse 6. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We trust that God will bless the reading of his holy word this evening. I'd just like for a few minutes in time, God-given time, just to consider these readings. This is like to think of the scarlet cord, and the silver cord, the scarlet cord of salvation, the scarlet cord that symbolizes the blood of the Lord Jesus, the scarlet cord that speaks of redemption. The scarlet cord that speaks of the peace that God's made by the shedding of his blood. The silver cord of life, the brevity of life. And James says, what is thy life that is a vapor that appeareth unto a little while and vanisheth away? No, we read in the previous chapter in Ecclesiastes, it speaks of the young man, it speaks of the youth. The silver cord, more on those of an older disposition. The scarlet cord. You know, when this woman Rahab the harlot said, he was a sinner. You know, but the Bible says, we can't point our finger, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. She realized her danger. She realized her danger when these spies came. She knew that the city would be destroyed. The city had been straightly shut up, and she knew that there was coming judgment. You know, the Bible has says, Job, I think it's chapter 60, 26, we have the possible, we have the actual, we have the possible when there are the impossible. But what does beware? Beware. Because there is wrath. The actual. Because there is wrath. Wrath, because of God, God loves the sinner. God loves the sinner that hates sin. And he's come out to us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus. You know that verse that was mentioned of John 3:16. We have the panorama of love. The panorama of love. God looked over the world and loved. And then we have the price of love. The price of love. He gave his only begotten Son. And then we have the people of his love. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Whosoever believeth in him, the promise of his love, should not perish. The purpose of his love, the promise of his love, the peace of his love, the possession of his love, should not perish, but have everlasting life. He was a woman who knew. She was under condemnation. She realized their need. She thought she was in danger. And then there was her discernment. She said to these men in verse 11, I know what God has done. Have he delivered the children of Israel? You know, we think of that scarlet cord. You know that scarlet cord or scarlet line goes from Genesis right through to Revelation that speaks of the blood, whether it be the covering of the coats in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned, or whether it be with it through the offerings or the sacrifices, right through to Calvary where the Lord Jesus, he has made peace. You know, there's many manufacturers in this world today that think of the Lord Jesus, he has made peace by the blood of his cross. She says, I know, she says, I know what God has done. The God of the hills, doesn't say the valleys, but you know, we mentioned John when he mentioned these lovely hymns, the valley, the lily of the valley. Think of the Lord Jesus coming from the glories of heaven into this valley of sin. His lips like lilies. Think of his gentleness, the sweetness, the compassion of his words. His lips like lilies, dripping, sweet smelling. I am the lily of the valley. But then again, think of the lily compared with the thorns. I am the lily amongst the thorns. How approachable the Lord was. Think of that woman, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, so close, so near, I would be made whole. But think of the thorns, a barrier, thorns and thistles shall come up because of man's sin. May all of us sin and come short of the glory of God. And yet, think of Calvary, the lily among the thorns. Crowned with thorns upon the tree, silent in his agony. And then it said that they plaited a crown of thorns and placed it on his brow. Mind it says, a bruised reed he did not break, a smoking flax He would not cleanse, a bruised reed. Think of the bruising reed. He took a reed and smote his head. She knew the greatness of God. But to know the greatness and to know God's love, that to apply it, you know, to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your hearts and into his life, and she knew her discernment, she knew her decision. She knew that these men were coming, that were sent out, and then the Joshua and his men would come and besiege the city and capture the city. She knew. But to know was just not enough. A decision. She asked for a sign, a symbol. She asked for a sign. And you know it says that how these men said how the sign would be that they would she was to put a scarlet cord in the window. You know that scarlet cord that she was to put in the window, you know, was the very cord, same cord that these men were let down by. You know, it is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. And these men were let down. It says, whenever we go, hang this in the window. It says in verse 21, it says, immediately she did. It was the weeks, perhaps days before, days or perhaps weeks before these men came back. But you know, she didn't wait. She didn't put it on for another day. Remember, today, just for a day, today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. You know, remember the words, why halt ye between two opinions? Think of the words to Paul, to that man, almost thou persuadest me to become a Christian. You know, she did it. She did it immediately. She didn't wait. You know, for it says that the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. You know, a thief doesn't intimate when he's going to call at your door. If you really had a misfortune, perhaps, of one to call, he just comes. You know, sometimes saying it may be at morning, or it may be in the evening, when the Lord will come. You know, the Lord Jesus himself says, if I go, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. She hung the scarlet cord in the window. Here was a symbol of hope. A symbol of hope, you know. The blood of, we've mentioned tonight already, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And we, who sometimes were afar off, without God, without hope in the Lord, have been brought nigh. Been brought nigh. Where there was only distance before, where there was only darkness, where there was only a promise of spiritual death. He has brought us nigh. Nearness. From nearness, from distance to nearness. You know, she hung that in the window, you know. And her family, she realized the greatness the greatness of the message, as it were, of the gospel. She wasn't wanting just to share it to be alone in her blessing, you know, because she asked that her family and her friends might be brought in. You know, a step out of that place would have meant Joshua's army came, they would perish, they would not be guilty of the oath. See, it was a message of hope. She was waiting, you know. And those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ and our Saviour, we're waiting, we're looking. She'd be waiting, she'd be looking. You know, when that verse in Thessalonians, how the trump, the Lord himself shall descend with the trump and the voice of the archangel. And we, you know, we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. You know, there's that waiting, there's watching, there's hope. You know, she wasn't disappointed because we read in chapter 6, how, you know, she was added, she joined with the rest of the host of Israel, as it were, God's chosen people. You know, in the book of Judges, there's another window. It says that the mother of Sisera looked out the window and cried, How long will his chariot be delayed? She looked through the lattice window that day. You know, this was a window of disappointment, because Sisera had been slain in the tent by Jael, that woman who drove the tent peg through his head. But you know, here was a window of hope. You know, there was once I had an old Volvo car, and you know, when I got it, there was a message, there was a sticker on the back that says, "There is hope. There is hope. There is hope." To those who put their trust and faith in the Lord Jesus, ask the Lord into their hearts and into their life. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A hope, not a hope as a hope it's a good weather, but a hope of faith, a hope of the coming again of the Lord Jesus. Hope that, not just hope, but that assurance, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and wonderful things that thou hast not known. There's hope. And you know, I didn't read it, but you know, Rahab's name is mentioned in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. She's mentioned as regarding faith. She's mentioned that faith in Hebrews 11 and in James chapter 3, faith and works. You know, her name is written down. But you know, is it not great? Is it not wonderful? Is it not marvellous? Is it not gracious? That we can take the words of the Lord Jesus. And the disciples came that day. When the disciples came that day, they said, "We've cast out demons, we've trod on serpents." And the Lord says, "Rejoice, rejoice rather. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." You know, God has a bag for our sins. He has a bottle for our tears. Remember it. I have put my tears in my bottle. Tears measured, are they not in my book? Tears collected, tears measured. You know what we're going through? The circumstances that we're finding ourselves in. And you know, as our tears, they're made, they're collected, they're measured. of a God of compassion, a God of love, and a God of hope, and a God of salvation. And you know, tonight, is it not good to know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Written there eternally, eternally. The scarlet cord. You know, there was once a story in Switzerland about the Alps. And here there was a great climbing accident. And you know, there were certain ropes that people would use. And, but you know, there was this certain rope, I just forget the name of this, forget the company, this special rope. Anyway, a climber was killed, and of course the family was putting a claim to the court, to this company, saying that the rope had failed, it didn't live up to the guarantee. So anyway, they brought the case to court, and they were going to get thousands and thousands. So anyway, the company came forward with the rope. This is this your rope. Showed them one rope. No, that's not our rope. This is our rope here. And you know, they cut it through the middle. And then right through the middle, you know, there was a scarlet line. A scarlet thread right through the middle of this rope. Right through the middle of this rope, you know, without the shedding of blood, that's God, our guarantee that the Lord Jesus Christ had died for us at the place called Calvary. He shed his blood there. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love will mingle down. Did e'er such love or sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Yeah, the silver cord he broke in at the fountain. The brevity of life. What is your life, as was said already? We ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we'll do this or that. Because what is your life? It appeareth for a little while and vanisheth away. Life at best is very brief. I'm just going to sing that hymn. Life at best is very brief. Like the falling of the leaf, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of the sheath, he in time. You know, I've said already, at the back of the old tent hall in Glasgow, on the clock, was a little text, it is time to seek the Lord. This is a day of opportunity. We've said already, we don't know what a day may bring forth. But you know that the Bible does say that whosoever at greatest number, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you very much for listening. Perhaps we'll just sing that hymn. 231. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. Be in time. Sinner, heed the warning voice, make the Lord your final choice, then O heaven will rejoice. Be in time. Perhaps we'll just remain seated as we sing this hymn. 231. gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you and bless you for the gospel message. Remember, God has devised a means whereby his people are not banished from him forever. Our God and Father, we've been thinking of the blood, the precious blood that was shed for us at the place called Calvary. Our God and Father, we thank you for redemption's price, will not be redeemed with such corruptible things as silver or gold, but as a lamb without spot and without blemish. We think of one indeed who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And our God and Father, indeed, one indeed who was the friend of publicans and sinners. One indeed who came from thy side, our God and Father, and moved through the scene of time. We sometimes think of God and Father, indeed, the redemption of the soul is costly. Our God and Father, we think of that ultimate price that was paid for us at the place called Calvary. He who his own self bare our sins and his own body to the tree. O our God and Father, we thank thee and bless thee for one indeed who suffered and bled and died there. Remember the cry of God and Father come down from the cross. Remember the words, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Lord, thank thee, our God and Father, He rose from the grave, the third and appointed day, a prince and a saviour, and now sits at thy right hand exalted. Our God and Father, we thank thee to you again for that promise. If I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Our God and Father, we just look for a day when faith will give place to sight, and we shall fall at his feet. These beautiful feet, these patient feet, these fierce feet, and the lover of sinners adore. We thank thee again for the privilege of opening outward. May we just ask that thou would use it, our God and Father, to some heart, our God and Father, regarding their needs, regarding their salvation. And our God and Father, we just return thee all the glory and honour. We return our thanks now in the fragrant, lovely name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus.